Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 44.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant-at-Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors are asked to please silence all electronic devices. This morning's prayer will be offered by Representative Dixon. We'd ask everyone to please stand for the prayer, as well as our guests in the gallery, and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Representative Dixon.
Our kind Father in heaven, we pause for a moment as we begin this House session of the North Carolina General Assembly to thank Thee for our collective opportunity to serve the people of our great state. We also thank Thee for the privilege that we extend to ourselves to begin our sessions with prayerful solicitations for Thy blessings as we convene to conduct the people's business. We thank Thee for the unalienable rights that are given to us because of Thy love for us. Please bless us and all government bodies everywhere to honor, protect, and promote those precious rights. Please help us teach our children from whom those rights are given so that government may be a friend and not a foe to Thy supreme authority to govern in the affairs of Thy children. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The gentleman from Gaston, Representative Torbett, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for April 14th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Torbett moves that the journal for April 14th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Representative Brody is recognized to send forth a committee report. The clerk will read.
Representative Brody, Local Government, Land Use, Planning and Development Committee, House Bill 425, Development Regulations, Multi-Jurisdiction, Favorable Committee Substitute, Unfavorable Reads the Bill, and we refer to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
The original bill is placed on the unfavorable calendar, and the committee substitute is re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Mr. Clerk, the chair is going to direct that House Bill 546, short title is the NC Call Center Preservation Act, that bill be withdrawn from the Committee on Commerce and re-referred to the Committee on Rules. The additional referral to the Committee on Regulatory Reform is also stricken, Mr. Clerk. Members, we have a couple of special recognitions the chair would like to make. First off, we have on motion of Representative Elmore of Wilkes County. We have a group of visitors from his district in Alexander County. We have a group, I believe, of students here with the Alexander Christian Academy, as well as Angela Gettler, who is the executive director. Would you all please stand so we could welcome you up here to the left? Thank you all for being with us today. And for the students, if you're not, this is Representative Elmore right there with the blue mask on there. He's a school teacher too, so he teaches us all a lot. On behalf of the gentleman from Stokes County, Representative Hall, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to the members of the Stokes and Rockingham County Young Farmers and Ranchers. Would you all please stand so we could welcome you right up here to our right? Thank you for being with us today. And, of course, Representative Hall is the really tall guy right there in the yellow tie, not wearing socks as usual. So, Mr. Clerk, we're going to move the introductions of bills and resolutions to the end of the calendar. However, we will take up the messages from the Senate. The clerk will read.
House Bill 73, Senate Committee Substitute, Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to delay the payment of certain ABC permit renewal and registration fees due on May 1st, 2021, all for the period covering May 1st, 2021 through April 30th, 2022, and to extend the referral for certain deferral permit fees.
That will be added on to today's calendar. Court may continue.
Senate Bill 51, Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to provide the regular municipal elections in the town of River Bend and Trentwood shall be held an even number of years and extended terms of the town officers elect in 2019 by 1 year.
Rules, Counter, and Operations of the House. And Mr. Clerk, those other remaining bills appear to be bills that are just going to be sent to committee, so we'll take those back up at when the introductions, Mr. Clerk, and that way we've added the one bill that needed to be added to today's calendar. Calendar, House Bill 279, the clerk will read.
Representatives Howard, Zoka, Bradford, and Setzer, House Bill 279, a bill to be entitled COVID-19 related tax changes, UI Tech Correct, General Assembly of North Carolina Act.
Lady from Davie, Representative Howard, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you. Members of the House, we had this bill, I believe it was yesterday, and got a good vote. If there's any questions, I'll stand to answer. Otherwise, I would ask for your support.
Question for the House, the passage of House Bill 279 on its third reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk, open the vote. Representative Bell, the House Majority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce a vote on their behalf. Representative Adams, aye. Representative Mills, aye. Representative Setzer, aye. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Reeves, the House Minority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and the following members have authorized me to enter votes on their behalf. Representatives Ager, aye. Alexander, aye. Brockman, aye. Butler, aye. Carney, aye. Cunningham, aye. Fisher, aye. Graham, aye. Harrison, aye. Insko, aye. Lucas, aye. Pierce, aye. K. Smith, aye. Terry, aye. Turner, aye.
Members, we're just checking. We make sure we have some proxy requests. Representative Galliard. And we're checking on Representative Brendan Jones as well. Watch machine record the vote. 118 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative. House Bill 279 passes third reading and will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 334, clerk will read.
Representatives Pickett and Stein, House Bill 334, a bill to be entitled an act to eliminate the add back for business expenses deductions to an extent of the payment results for forgiveness and covered loan under the Federal CARES Act of the 2020 taxable year only. General Assembly, no climate acts.
Gentleman from Watauga, Representative Pickett, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, this bill is to align North Carolina with the federal government to allow businesses to deduct their expenses from the payroll protection program. I filed this bill because I think it was the right thing to do to help some of the businesses around the state with a tax bill that right now some of them just can't handle. So I'm asking you for your support of this bill today to help those folks that's all across our state. Thank you for your support.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Lincoln, Representative Sain, rise?
To speak on the bill. The
gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thank you, members of the House. When we had a hearing in finance just the other day, we had a lot of great input from people of both parties. You really understand that what this bill truly gets at is helping our employers who have kept people keep their jobs during this pandemic. It's nothing that any of us could have anticipated or really even understood as we were going through it. This is a small help to those folks who have struggled. Some have done better than others during this pandemic, but it does, and let's not miss the point, that this really just aligns us with what the federal government has already done as far as coupling with their policy on this matter. So appreciate the support and appreciate your vote. Thank you so much.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Chatham, Representative Reeves rise.
Good, speak on the bill.
Chairman has the floor.
And thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I also want to echo Representative Sain. In fact, this has been a really good bipartisan effort. I think everybody's done a really good job of trying to figure out how best to serve the needs of our small businesses, how best to serve the needs of our state. And we really appreciate all the efforts on both sides. Again, I'd especially like to thank our finance chairs with Michael Ray and Representative Harris, Representative Lofton, and their hard work in trying to make sure that everybody understood. And we also want to give an appreciation to Representative Howard for her continual tutelage on these finance matters so that we know what we're doing whenever we make these votes. Thanks a lot.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of House Bill 334 on a second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Bell, House Majority Leader, recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce a vote on their behalf. Representative Adams, aye. Representative Mills, aye. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Reeves, the House Minority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And the following members have authorized me to enter votes on their behalf. Representatives Ager, aye. Alexander, aye. Brockman, aye. Representative Butler would be recused on this. Representative Carney, aye. Cunningham, aye. Fisher, aye. Representative Graham would also be recused on this vote. Representative Harrison, aye. Representative Ensco, aye. Lucas, aye. Pierce, aye. Kay Smith, aye. Terry, aye. Turner, aye.
Court clock machine recorded the vote. 111 having voted in the affirmative, 2 in the negative. House Bill 334 passes second reading and remains on the calendar. House Bill 86, clerk will read.
Representatives Howard, Moore, Reeves, and Carney, House Bill 86, a bill to be entitled Increase in Service Death Benefits, LRS, Jimson, and North Carolina.
Way from Davie, Representative Howard, recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of the House. This is a bill that we had last year, and we unanimously voted it. I believe it was almost unanimously voted it out of the House, and it went over to the Senate. We ran out of time. This simply will put state legislators benefits in line with all the other members of that are members of the General Assembly and work in state government. What it basically does is increases the death benefit for members who die while in service, active service, from $15,000 up to $50,000. And if you remember, we had two members of this House that passed away in 19 and 20, and it does make it retroactive to 1/1/20. Those two members was Representative Linda Johnson and Representative Marianne Black, and I would ask for your support.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of House Bill 86 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. President Bell, the House Majority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce a vote on their behalf. Representative Adams, aye. Representative Mills, aye. Representative Setzer, aye. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
And Representative Warren, if the gentleman would like to vote, certainly may. Representative Reeves, the House Minority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and the following members have authorized me to enter votes on their behalf. Representatives Ager, aye. Alexander, aye. Brockman, aye. Butler, aye. Carney, aye. Cunningham, aye. Fisher, aye. Graham, aye. Harrison, aye. Ensco, aye. Lucas, aye. Pierce, aye. K. Smith, aye. Terry, aye. Turner, aye.
The clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 117 having voted in the affirmative, one in the negative. House Bill 86 passes its second reading and will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enact.
Question for the House is the passage of House Bill 86 on third reading. Those in favor, Representative Howard, the lady has her light on. Does the lady wish to speak on third reading? Question for the House, passage of House Bill 86 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 86, having passed third reading, will be sent to the Senate. Chair received a request to move House Bill 145 to next week by one of the bill sponsors. So, Mr. Clerk, members, Chair directs House Bill 145 be removed from today's calendar, counted for Tuesday of next week. House Bill 198, we are going to take, House Bill 198, the clerk will read.
Representatives McNeely, Green, Dixon, and Strickland, House Bill 198, a bill to be entitled Forest Service Changes, General Assembly of North Carolina Act.
Members, the chair has already advised the bill sponsors and some amendment sponsors that we're only going to take second reading on that. So, Representative Pittman, we will return the amendment to the gentleman at this time. We return to the gentleman, and we will simply take up House Bill 198 on its second reading. Members, for your planning purposes, third reading will be Tuesday. The chair understands there may be some amendments, but the various parties have agreed to wait till Tuesday to take up those amendments. So with that being said, Representative McNeely of Iredell is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is the department bill. It's pretty straightforward. It actually makes some things a little more streamlined. And if you also notice here in the last PCS, it actually has language in there to build a new headquarter barracks facility in the eastern part of the state. And this was all in the last Farm Act, and this language, except for that last part of the new headquarters, is in the present Senate Farm Act. And I stand for any questions.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Wake, Representative John, rise?
I need to debate the bill, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman's recognized to debate the bill.
All right, thank you. Members, those of you old enough to remember Paul Harvey, he always told the rest of the story. The rest of the story behind this bill is a lawsuit filed by firefighters working for the department. Lawsuit was filed back in 2008. Doesn't speak particularly well for the court system that decision was not rendered ultimately in that case until January 21st of this year, 2021. In that decision, the court ruled that the firefighters working for the department must have monetary compensation for overtime, and secondly, that the department's policy of restricting utilization of comp time within the calendar year would be stricken as applied to the firefighters. What was happening is the department was taking the position that they had to utilize all the comp time that they accrued within a calendar year, and not and taking the position that they could were not to receive monetary compensation. And understandably, the firefighters brought suit, ultimately got a decision from the court in their favor on those two issues. Barely 30 days after that court decision, this bill was filed, which has the absolute effect of nullifying the court decision. So if we agree and pass this bill, what will happen is these firefighters who report when called, middle of the night, middle of the day, anytime in between, and stay and work until the job is done in extraordinarily dangerous conditions, and in the course of that accumulate overtime, they will not receive paid monetary compensation for their overtime, only comp time, which they have to exhaust within the calendar year. I spent a lot of years as a judge. Bottom line, we tried to get to a fundamental fairness result in a case. This result, passage of this bill, is fundamentally unfair. It's not right. I'm not voting for it. I ask you to join me. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Clerk, members, the chair is going to direct that House Bill 198 be removed from the calendar and returned to the Committee on Agriculture. House Bill 252, the clerk will read.
Representatives McNeil, Carson Smith, Richardson, and Green, House Bill 252, a bill to be entitled an act to implement the Juvenile Justice Reinvestment Act based on legislative recommendations of the Juvenile Jurisdiction Advisory Committee and to codify the offenses of vehicle tampering, General Assembly of North Carolina Act.
Gentleman from Randolph, Representative McNeil, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, fellow House members. In 2017, this body passed the Juvenile Justice Reinvestment Act, also known as Raise the Age. Part of that legislation also set up the Juvenile Justice Advisory Committee to follow that legislation and recommending any tweaks or changes that needed to be made as the bill was, or that legislation was implemented. These are recommendations from that committee. I appreciate your approval.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 252 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Bell, the House Majority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce the vote on their behalf. Representative Adams, aye. Representative Mills, aye. Representative Setzer, aye. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Reeves, the House Minority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have authorized me to enter votes on their behalf. Representatives Ager, aye. Alexander, aye. Brockman, aye. Butler, aye. Carney, aye. Cunningham, aye. Fisher, aye. Graham, aye. Harrison, aye. Ensco, aye. Lucas, aye. Pierce, aye. K. Smith, aye. Terry, aye. Turner, aye.
Clerk will lock the machine, record the vote. 115 having voted in the affirmative and one in the negative. House Bill 252 passes second reading and will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 252 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 252 having passed third reading will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 328. Clerk will read.
Representatives Moffitt, Bradford, Dahl, and Hollister, House Bill 328, a bill to be entitled an act to allow certain trades and exchanges of lawfully purchased spirituous liquors without obtaining a permit. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from Henderson, Representative Moffitt, recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the House, this is a pretty straightforward bill. It allows the trade or exchange of spirituous liquor if four conditions are met. The first condition is it's lawfully purchased spirituous liquor. The second, if it's for personal use only. The third is that it's approved by the commission and is fit for human consumption. And lastly, that it's not an antique liquor. So I'll answer any questions anyone may have, and I'd appreciate your support.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House, passage of House Bill 328 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed to vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Bell, House Majority Leader, recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce the vote on their behalf. Representative Adams, aye. Representative Mills, aye. Representative Setzer, aye. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Reeves, House Minority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and the following members have authorized me their votes on their behalf. Representatives Ager, aye. Alexander, aye. Brockman, aye. Butler, aye. Carney, aye. Cunningham, aye. Fisher, aye. Graham, aye. Harrison, aye. Ensco, aye. Lucas, aye. Pierce, aye. K. Smith, aye. Terry, aye. Turner, aye.
Representatives Meyer and Potts wish to vote on the bill. Clerk will lock machine, record the vote. 112 having voted in the affirmative, 4 in the negative. House Bill 328 passed the second reading. Will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 328 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 328, having passed third reading, will be sent to the Senate. Senate Bill 56, the clerk will read.
Senator Sanderson, Senate Bill 56, a bill to be entitled an act authorizes capital project uses and non-general funds revenues to be constructed as Tryon Palace. General Assembly of North Carolina.
We represent Tyson, the gentleman's handling this bill. The gentleman's recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill basically gives authorization for a capital project, but it's not using state funds. It's using money that has been raised through various methods, yard sales, garden sales, etc. They have taken the time to raise $600,000 to tear down an existing maintenance building and rebuild a new one. It's kind of a multi-purpose bill in that the second component of the bill will stop me from getting multiple emails and texts from my sister-in-law daily, because she was the driver behind raising that $600,000. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? Not the question for the House. Is the passage of Senate Bill 56 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Bell, the House Majority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce the vote on their behalf. Representative Adams, aye. Representative Mills, aye. Representative Setzer, aye. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Reeves, the House Minority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and the following members have authorized me to enter votes on their behalf. Representatives Ager, aye. Alexander, aye. Brockman, aye. Butler, aye. Carney, aye. Cunningham, aye. Fisher, aye. Graham, aye. Harrison, aye. Ensco, aye. Lucas, aye. Pierce, aye. K. Smith, aye. Terry, aye. Turner, aye.
Representatives Dixon, Hardister, the gentleman wish to vote on the bill? Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 117 having voted the affirmative and none in the negative. Senate Bill 56 passes second reading and will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Question, for what purpose the lady from Mecklenburg, Representative Belcrives, or did Representative Autry just bump the light there? There you go. All right. Question for the House. Is the passage of Senate Bill 56 on its third reading? Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 56, having passed its third reading, is ordered enrolled and sent to the governor. House Bill 73, the clerk will read.
Representatives Moffitt, Lambert, Goodwin, and Winslow, House Bill 73, a bill to be entitled an act to delay the payment of certain ABC permit renewal and registration fees due on May 1st, 2021, or for the period of covering May 1st, 2021 through April 30th, 2022, and to extend the deferral of certain deferred permit fees. General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Gentleman from Henderson, Representative Moffitt, recognized for motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the House not concur with House Bill 73 in the way that it has returned to us from the Senate. I'd like to speak to the motion.
Gentleman has moved that the House do not concur with the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 73, and the gentleman has the floor to debate the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the House, you'll remember this bill. This is a good bill when it left here, and its design was to waive the ABC permit fees for our restaurants and our bars that were so negatively impacted by the pandemic. And when it left here with a near unanimous vote, it had the wind at its back, the optimism of a child going to college for their freshman year. And then they returned back from home for fall break. And like the Senate returned this bill to us, it was somewhat familiar, but largely unrecognizable. Now, this in no way suggests that the Senate is an institute of higher education. I would appreciate your support and ask you to vote yes on the no. Thank you.
Question for the House. Is the adoption of the motion not to concur with the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 73? Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Bell, House Majority Leader, recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce a vote on their behalf. Representative Adams, aye. Representative Mills, aye. Representative Setzer, aye. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Reeves, the House Minority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And the following members have authorized me to enter votes on their behalf. Representatives Ager, aye. Alexander, aye. Brockman, aye. Butler, aye. Carney, aye. Cunningham, aye. Fisher, aye. Graham, aye. Harrison, aye. Ensco, aye. Lucas, aye. Pierce, aye. K. Smith, aye. Terry, aye. Turner, aye.
Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 116 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative. The House has voted not to concur with the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 73, and the Senate will be so notified. And Mr. Clerk, members, we're going to need to move House Bill 334 for a third reading from Monday to Tuesday of next week, so please make that adjustment on the calendar. Members, we have concluded our business for the day and for the week. Next week, there will be no votes on Wednesday. There will be votes, however, Tuesday, Wednesday, and I would anticipate Thursday of next week. So
watch your calendars for committee notices and plan per the usual order of business. Bills that run through the Rules Committee will likely be added to the calendars. Apparently I said no votes Wednesday. There are no votes Monday. There will be votes Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Thank you for catching that. We're at the point where the days do start running together for a while. Members, for your planning purposes, Monday evening session will be a no-vote session, as previously announced. The Tuesday session, where there will be votes, will be at 1 p.m. on Tuesday. 1 p.m. on Tuesday. So any committees that would normally meet Tuesday at 1 will need to adjust their committee calendars to accommodate that change. For what purpose does the gentleman from Currituck, Representative Hannig, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
Gentleman has the floor to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm sure most of you are wondering why I've finally decided to step out of my box and wear something bright onto the House floor, so I figure I'd stand up and tell you why. The month of April is the month of the military child. This day, April 15th, recognizes some of the military's most unsung heroes, our children. They encourages everyone to wear purple, representing all branches of the military, showing unity for the children that make so many sacrifices that we don't even know about. All across the country and all across the world, military children play a significant role in their schools, youth organizations, and communities. When we wear purple in their honor, we let them know we support them in all branches of the military, even the Marines.
For what
whether
purpose?
Whether they are part of the military family or a short while, during a military career, they need to know that they are respected and loved and cared for. Thank you very much.
Thank you. For what purpose does the gentleman from Cabarrus, Representative Pittman, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
Gentleman has the floor.
Thanks, sir. I meant to do this yesterday and got distracted and didn't get around to it. But yesterday, my brother Lane Pittman turned 72, which is amazing to me because I remember when he was a kid. But it's also a wonderful thing because he had a brainstem stroke in 2000, and every medical professional has dealt with him since that time said, you're special, said, we normally don't get to deal with people like you. They normally die. And, in fact, when he had the stroke, he's lying in the bed realizing he was having a stroke, couldn't tell them. He had been eating fish, and they thought he was having a reaction to the fish. They didn't treat it as a stroke until the next day. So it's amazing that he's even around. He was, at the time, Director of Employee Relations at Norfolk Shipyard and, of course, had to quit that job. But we are just grateful that we still have my brother Lane, and I love him a lot. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Gaston, Representative Torbett, rise?
For announcement, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you. I'd like to remind those members of the Motorsports Caucus that on Monday we'll be meeting in Rendleman at 11 at a Sir Pizza restaurant, and where we'll hear about the economic impacts of motorsports in North Carolina, which is huge and very enlightening. After that, we'll leave the Sir Pizza restaurant and head over to the Richard Petty Museum for a guided tour of the museum given by Richard Petty. So I look forward to seeing you there. It's going to be a week of, or a day of just learning and understanding about the motorsports of this great state of ours, and also perhaps meet one of the all-time world-renowned motorsports race drivers, Mr. Richard Petty. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. For what purpose, the gentleman from Beaufort, Representative Kidwell, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just wanted to thank the people of the 79th District for electing me, because this is the first April 15th, and as long as I can remember, that I'm not sitting behind a tax desk, and I'm actually enjoying it. So I want to thank my staff as well, my son and my granddaughter, for keeping my office up and running in my absence.
Thank you. For what purpose, gentleman from Randolph, Representative McNeil, rise?
For an announcement.
Gentleman has the floor.
Just want to let you know, people on Pensions Retirement Committee, I'm going to notice a committee meeting next Tuesday at 2 o'clock in room 415 with the bills to be announced.
Further notices or announcements? Seeing none, the gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, April 19th at 4 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Hall moves, seconded by Representative Richardson, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, April 19th at 4 o'clock p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.
Introduction of bills and resolutions.
Representative Green, House Bill 552, remote license conversion for military.
Refer to Homeland Security, Military Veterans Affairs, if favorable, transportation, if favorable, rules.
Representative Cunningham, House Bill 553, Traumatic Brain Injury Advisory Council Funds.
Referred to rules.
Representative Blackwell, Hurley, Strickland, and Arp, House Bill 554, designate 2023 as year of the trail.
Referred to state government, if favorable, rules, calendar operations of the House.
Representative Stain, Lambert, Arp, and Faircloth, House Bill 555, 2021 Governor's Budget.
Referred to operations, if favorable, rules calendar of the operations of the House.
Representatives Moray, Autry, Butler, and Harrison, House Bill 556, a tax plan for just recovery.
Referred to rules calendar operations of the House.
Representative Johnson, House Bill 557, reopen gym, water fountains, bottle stations.
Referred to Judiciary 4, if favorable, health, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Pittman and Kidwell, House Bill 558, prohibit mandatory COVID-19 vaccinations.
Referred to health, if favorable, Judiciary 1, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Kidwell, Hannick, Goodwin, and Moss, House Bill 559, repeal pistol purchase permit requirement.
Referred to Judiciary, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Bowles, Abe Jones, Logan, and McNeil, House Bill 560, public safety reform.
Referred to Judiciary 2, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Green, Stevens, McNeil, and Miller, House Bill 561, local confinement facility inspection appeal.
Referred to Judiciary 2, if favorable, state government, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Carney, Elmore, Paré, and Fisher, House Bill 562, support the arts funds.
Referred to appropriations, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Harris, Autry, Lofton, and Hurtado, House Bill 563, renewable energy tax credit.
Referred to rules.
Representative Kidwell, Hannick, Brody, and McNeely, House Bill 564, executive order limitations.
Referred to Judiciary 1, if favorable, state government, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Cunningham, Fisher, Candace Smith, and Ron Hafen, House Bill 565, equality for equal work.
Referred to rules.
Representatives Zachary and Watford, House Bill 566, mattress transport and vehicle roof prohibited.
Referred to rules, calendar operations of the House.
Representatives Edcock, Lambeth, Carney, and Ball, House Bill 567, 2021 Youth and Nicotine Dependence Act.
Refer to rules, calendar, operation of the House.
Representatives Meyer, Hardesty, and Hurtado, House Bill 568, Youth Mentoring Services Act.
Refer to rules.
Representatives Ball, Hunt, Quick, and Meyer, House Bill 569, Enabling Opportunity Scholarship Reporting.
Refer to rules.
Representatives Moray, Austin, Hurtado, and Rogers, House Bill 570, License to Work.
Refer to Judiciary 2, if favorable, finance, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Zachary, Zinger, Amber Baker, and Lambert, House Bill 571, Smith Reynolds Airport renovations funds.
Refer to appropriations to favorable rules. Messages from the Senate.
Senate Bill 194, first edition, a bill to be entitled an act to reestablish struggle terms for members of service on the Board of Aldermen in the town of North Topsail Beach.
Refer to rules.
Senate Bill 212, first edition, a bill to be entitled an act to clarify accreditation requirements for Bennett College for the need-based scholarships of students attending private institutions of higher education.
Refer the rules.
Senate Bill 269, Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to provide flexibility in filing vacancies in the City Council of the City of Durham.
Refer to rules.
Senate Bill 315, First Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to authorize licensed self-insured to operate non-fleet motor vehicles, allowing self-insureds to serve as proof of financial responsibility and removing the fleet restriction from self-insured religious organizations.
Refer to rules.
Senate Bill 323, first edition, a bill to be entitled an act to authorize monies deposited in certain decommissioning funds established by North Carolina Municipal Power Agencies, number one, to be invested through the State Treasurer's Auxiliary Governmental Participant Investment Program.
Refer to rules.
Senate Bill 339, first edition, a bill to be entitled an act to require motor vehicle displays to include dealers' contract information.
Refer to rules.
Clarification for the record on the introduction of bills and resolutions. House Bill 555, short title 2021 Governor's Budget. That bill is referred to the Committee on Appropriations of Favorable Rules, Counter and Operations of the House. Further clarifications on introductions. House Bill 559. Short title, Repeal Pistol Purchase Permit Requirement. That bill is referred to the Committee on Judiciary 2, Favorable Rules, Counter, and Operations of the House. Further clarification, House Bill 566, first reading, Mattress Transport on Vehicle Roof Prohibited. That bill is referred to the Committee on Transportation, Favorable Rules, Counter, Operations of the House. And furthermore, House Bill 568, short title, Youth Mentoring Services Act. That bill is referred to the Committee on Appropriations. If favorable rules, counter operations of the House. Representative Brody is recognized to send forth the Local Government Land Use Planning and Development Committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Brody, Local Government Land Use Planning and Development Committee, House Bill 489, 2021 Building Code and Development Regulatory Reform. Favorable committee substitute and favorable original bill and refer to rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 489 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Counter, Operations of the House. Mm-hmm.
ratification of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
The enrolling clerk reports the following bills duly ratified for presentation to the governor. Senate Bill 56, an act to authorize a capital project using non-general fund revenue to be constructed at Tryon Palace. House Bill 137, an act to dedicate the Agricultural Sciences Center of the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services as the Steve Troxler Agricultural Sciences Center. And House Bill 138, an act adopting the 24th day of April of each year as Wounded Heroes Day in honor of Army Sergeant Michael Verrado.
Chapter bills will be noted.
On motion of the chair, House Bill 371, short title NC Teacher Support Program Funds. The bill is withdrawn from the Committee on Appropriations, recommitted to the Committee on Education K through 12. The serial referral to rules is stricken, and serial referrals to the Committees on Appropriations and Rules are added.